My name is Mark Franklin, and we remember the sacrifices of those who fought for freedom on this Remembrance Day. You're listening to the new Sound of Your City Fall Membership Edition of Career Buzz. Que voy a hacer, je ne sais pas. Que voy a hacer, je ne sais plus. Que voy a hacer, je suis perdu. Hi, it's Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of professional career counselors at CareerCycles.com, and I am pleased to be your co-host today on Career Buzz. Thanks for tuning in this morning on this special new Sound of Your City Fall Membership Edition of Career Buzz. Thanks so much for tuning in. And thanks also for your advanced donations. We'll be announcing your support as the show unfolds. We do have an amazing show today. We've got a couple of special call-ins from past guests and listeners, powerful moments from past Career Buzz shows, and a studio guest, Yolanda Zhang, founder of Panda Mandarin Language School. But before moving on to today's show, we want to let listeners know how important this fall membership campaign is. CIUT is a member-supported radio station in the community playing programming you just can't hear anywhere else. Every one of us are volunteers, including the hosts and co-hosts and the techs. And there are hundreds and hundreds of volunteers here working hard to bring you amazing programming every hour of every day. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that as we go through today's show. We're going to give you some opportunities to learn and earn and win great stuff, because there's a draw at the end of every week. There's a CIUT membership drive. So the fundraising drive is really happening this week. There's a nice big goal. We're partway there, but we need at least 10 callers to support Career Buzz and CIUT during this membership drive of Career Buzz. So please give us a call. There are volunteers waiting for your call. If you're in the Toronto area, you can donate $25 or more, get you a tax receipt. Just call 416-946-7800, 416-946-7800. If you're outside of Toronto, you can call toll-free at 1-888-204-8976, 888-204-8976. And the phone room folks, volunteers, coordinators will help answer your call and get us to the goal of $60,000 for this week. There is a stretch goal of $75,000. Wouldn't that be great? And you can do so online, on the phone, or in person if you drop down to the radio station. So we've got hopefully 10 listeners to call in with a membership of $25 or more. 89 gets you a membership and lots of great prizes to be won this week. I'll tell you all about it in a few minutes. But first, Yolanda Zhang. She's been a teacher at the Toronto District School Board for 8 years. Before that, Yolanda graduated from the University of Waterloo with a degree in systems design engineering and had a successful career at General Electric before realizing that her passion is in education. Yolanda taught math, physics, and cooperative education before becoming a mother and making her third career change of becoming the founder and director of Mandarin Language School, Panda Mandarin. Yolanda joins us live in studio. Welcome to Career Buzz, Yolanda.
Thanks for having me, Mark. How are you doing today?
Great. Well, thanks for joining us on this special membership drive. Also, it's Remembrance Day. We can hear the sounds in the background. I know there was some cannons that were just fired off near Queen's Park, and mm-hmm. I think there's some planes flying overhead. So we're remembering that while we have this conversation here at Career Buzz. So
Definitely.
You're doing so many different things in your career. Right now you're leading Panda Mandarin. What do you like about that?
Well, what I love about it is being able to help my daughter as well as children in my community to access Mandarin programming that's both fun and engaging so that they enjoy the learning process as well as continue with Mandarin throughout their development.
And to run a school, I guess, you know, I think you teach as well as administrate. What are all the things that you do? What's a typical week?
So there's never really a typical week, as I'm sure you can relate with your own job. But I guess what I do love about my week is that it's never typical. And teaching children just brings me so much joy. And that's my favorite part, really. I always joke if I could hire somebody to be my boss, I would love to do that and just teach. And actually makes me appreciate my own principal's job a lot more because of all the things that now I realize goes into running a school.
It sounds like you love teaching. That's one of your skills. What would you say the top few skills are to both be a teacher and to run a school?
I would think that relationship building is probably the most important skill with both the children and their parents and the community. And that's really, I think, why Panda Mandarin grew so quickly in the past 9 months, from having only 7 kids to start. Now we have over 70 kids. And it's really because of all the relationships that I was able to forge in the community with business owners, parents, and children.
Such a great answer. It's really useful, I think, for people to think about these transferable skills that come from everywhere. You know, if you're studying political theory or sociology, you know, it's important to realize that it's not so much the content of the knowledge area that you're learning, but the skills like relationship building, like speaking and listening and presenting that are really valuable. So good to hear that.
Absolutely. It's the soft skills are very important. I mean, both you and I did engineering, and we learn a lot of the hard skills, but really how much of that are we using now in our everyday work, right?
Yeah, it's so interesting you say that, because those of us with a technical background, whether it's engineering like you and I or others, you know, I think there's this kind of problem-solving mentality. There's a way to frame a problem and go at it in a kind of methodical way, and a belief that there's actually an answer.
That's right.
Know, from those thousands of problem sets that we did. And I think that's part of it. I remember talking to another engineer on CareerBuzz, Mike Clausen, who told the story of using his problem-solving skills in a completely different context in community development in Africa when he worked for Engineers Without Borders. And it was totally non-technical, mm-hmm. you know, but it was framing the problem and actually saying, what problem are we trying to solve here? And then solving for that instead of jumping to a conclusion that he thought he knew what the problem was.
Right, exactly.
So you've done so many different things. I want to step back, and throughout the course of today's show, I want to get the story because, gee, people who start in engineering often don't start a language school.
Right.
So what kind of kid were you, Yolanda, that led you into engineering school?
Well, I think that I've always been a curious kid, but I would not say that I was your typical engineering, you know, sprout that always figured out how things worked. That wasn't me. I was very artistic. I really enjoyed painting, drawing, doodling. So that's sort of the type of kid that I was. I don't think that really led me to engineering, but I think I was just curious in general about different things. And I think what led me to engineering is probably a really easy conversation with a friend of mine who said, oh, I know you've been debating a lot about what you should do. This is in high school. And he said, I think I know the perfect program for you. And he said, I think it's system design engineering. And he did system design. I don't know if he's listening today, but thanks, James. So, you know, no regrets. You know, I know I'm not doing engineering exactly, but he just felt like it was a degree and a program that allowed a lot of flexibility and a lot of different ways for me to figure out what I wanted to do within, you know, that time frame. And having co-op as part of the program made a huge difference as well. So I think that's what led me to engineering.
It's so great to hear that. And so many stories are like that. One conversation with your friend James, mm-hmm. you know, you had to be ripe and ready for that conversation and let that happen at the right time with the right background for the decision to come from it. But so often it's like that. Thanks for sharing that story. My guest this morning is Yolanda Zhang. She actually runs a language school called Panda Mandarin. You're listening to Career Buzz, and I'm your host, Mark Franklin, here on a special Remembrance Day version of Career Buzz. I don't know if you can hear the sounds of the bells from the Soldiers Tower, part of Hart House here on the U of T campus. And that's in recognition of those who fought for freedom and who sacrificed here on Remembrance Day in this 11th hour, because it is between 11 and noon today. So we are all remembering the sacrifices that happened and those whose names are inscribed on the walls in Soldiers Tower and others in churches and other religious institutions across the city and the country, of people who gave their lives and fought for freedom. This is also the membership edition of Career Buzz today. It's a twice annual fundraising opportunity to feature all of the good things that happen at a community radio station like CIUT. There are so many things to say about what goes on in these programs across the time frame every day on Career Buzz. It's on Career Buzz and CIUT. It's community radio, and the program is really diverse. If you look at it, just prior to Career Buzz, we listened to Democracy Now, hosted by Amy Goodman. That's always fascinating and amazing things to hear. And right after Career Buzz, it's Chris Butcher with Dig, an amazing and eclectic music show. Things that you just won't hear on commercial radio. So the range of programming and the opportunities to bring these voices that you often don't hear to the radio is really one of the good reasons why you should support Career Buzz and CIUT today. A $25 donation is all it takes to get a tax receipt. $89 makes you a member. The number to call if you wish to donate is 416-946-7800, 416-946-7800, or outside of the Toronto area, toll-free 1-888-204-8976, 204-8976. You can also donate online. So if you go to CIUT.fm, there's a Donate Now button. I know there's been some technical difficulties with the site, but the donation site is working fine. And do fill in when it says your favorite show. Type in Career Buzz, because that will clue people into to support this particular show. And we are looking for at least 10 volunteers to donate today in this 1 hour. And a couple of things that you can win. So if you donate, let's see, up to, $150 gets you a membership, a T-shirt, and a Watt certificate. That would be very cool. A couple of special opportunities. There's a great show called Vinyl from the Crypt, and you can host that show by donating up to $160. I know that's a great opportunity. I've known several people who have done that, and it's been really fun. It's a two-hour radio show. You get to pick all of the selections and have your own radio show. And for $500, you can host and produce your own two-hour radio program with support and guidance from CIUT staff and programs on a topic of your choosing. What a great opportunity. And here's one extra special thing. For today, Yolanda, you're here. You run Panda Mandarin, and you have been so generous to offer listeners today who donate with $25 or more a gift certificate. So do you want to say a little bit about that so listeners get the idea?
Sure. When Mark invited me, I thought, you know, what a interesting and great opportunity. And when I came here, I realized what a great energy Career Buzz has, what a great buzz it has. But I thought I would love to support the membership drive as well by donating a $200 gift certificate to all callers who donate $25, and you also get a tax credit, and so you can use that gift certificate for any of the Panda Mandarin programs, and there's no expiration date for that gift certificate. So please call in and support Career Buzz.
Great. Yolanda, thanks so much for that. And just to clarify, you know, I wasn't sure when I looked at pandamandarin.ca, I wasn't sure if it was just for kids or adults. I know Mandarin is probably the most spoken language on the planet. People are very interested in learning it. Are learners from all ages and stages, if you're an adult, can you take classes as well?
That's a great question. I know our website and our Facebook all seem very energetic and a little bit childish, and people always ask, do we only offer children's programming? And the answer is that we offer programs for kids of all ages, from 2 all the way to 99 or older. We actually just started our babies program as well. I've donated a series of classes to local moms groups for moms and babies to come and learn Mandarin together. And the reason for that is most of the classes right now are for children, because language learning happens best when you're younger and you're learning a language when you're young. There's that, you know, optimal window of opportunity, as linguistics research and brain research has shown. And that's why majority of our classes are for younger learners. But we do have adult classes, particularly very enthusiastic parents who want to learn with their kids and model lifelong learning to their children by learning Mandarin themselves. And that's actually one of the strongest ways to ensure that the language continues in the household, is when everyone in the household learns together and really create that language nests, which is shown to be the best way to continue a heritage language that is not the dominant language in the community.
That is so interesting. So you have some parents with their kids coming and taking classes.
Yes, definitely. We learned that there are some classes where parents come and learn with the children. So it's actually our Mandarin Adventures class where we go on field trips together. For every unit that we learn, we go on a field trip. So one time we were learning about grocery items like vegetables and fruits. So we learned about those in class, and then the parents joined us at Loblaws to do an amazing race inside Loblaws, and they have to complete challenges together to win a prize. And everybody's motivated, and it was a very fun and exciting way for them to learn on location.
That sounds so fun. So I'm really thrilled about that. Thanks so much for donating that gift certificate, $200 gift certificate to learn Mandarin for you and a friend or a child. And all you have to do is become a member or donate anything, $25 and up, on Career Buzz here to support the show and the station. And I know we have several callers already who have donated their $25. We have Evan. Thanks, Evan. And I know we have Karen who called in. So here's the number for you to call in and be entered into the draw. We'll give the draw away for one supporter of Career Buzz. Call 416-946-7800, 416-946-7800, toll free outside of the Toronto area, 1-888-204-8976, 204-8976, or of course you can donate online, ciut.fm, and click the Donate Now button. It goes to a separate page there. I know there's been some technical difficulties. Don't worry about that. The donation page is alive and kicking, and you'll be able to do that. My guest also this morning on this special Fall Membership and Remembrance Day version of Career Buzz is Yolanda Zhang. She's the owner, founder of Panda Mandarin, and she's just talking about learning Mandarin. Yolanda, what's like a tiny lesson? There's so many Mandarin speakers in Toronto here. You know, I constantly run into people. I'm wanting to make sure that I get the name pronunciation correct, and I'm starting to learn that, but I'm not great at it. For listeners, just for one little thing that would be a great little thing to learn, a hello or a thank you or something, what's a tiny lesson for listeners?
Sure. I guess people always learn how to say hello, how are you? And the reason for that, it's a fairly easy string of words to say. So I think I'll do that when you say hello. So hello is 你好, 你好. And you may notice that I had to change my tones a little bit. And that's one unique thing about Mandarin, is that it's a tonal language. So unlike English, Mandarin has four tones. And so that's something that separates the different words, which is what makes Mandarin unique. And actually, the bells, beautiful bells ringing in the background, just reminded me too that one of the researches about Mandarin is that a tonal language helps the brain develop an area that no other kind of language can. And that also helps to foster musical abilities. And so in New York Times, there was an article about Yo-Yo Ma, and the argument was, could Yo-Yo Ma have been such a talented celloist if he actually didn't speak Mandarin as his native language? So, I mean, we could never go back and retest that again, but that is one of sort of the added benefits of Mandarin. So again, to say hello in Mandarin is 你好.
All right, listeners, I'm going to try this. Yolanda, please correct me as I go. Everybody who's listening, work with me, and let's see if we get it. You ready? So it's ni hao.
Yeah, pretty good.
I heard it went up and then down.
Yeah, ni hao. Like, so ni hao. So they're both actually third tones
ni
together.
Ni hao.
Yes, that's right.
All right, did everybody try that? We've now just learned to say hi. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
That's so great, Yolanda. You see, you're getting so much of a bonus by listening to Career Buzz at CIUT
right.
today. Not only do you hear this really interesting story from Yolanda, but we're going to learn some Mandarin together. You're also going to get a chance to win the $200 gift certificate to Panda Mandarin. If you support Career Buzz and CIUT, call 416-946-7800 in Toronto, or toll-free 888-204-8976 online CIUT.fm. So Yolanda, just coming back to your story, you were telling us how James had this one conversation with you back when you were in high school and said, why don't you go into systems design engineering? And poof, that was the decision. So you go to engineering school. What happened there? What happened next?
Well, I can't really say that I loved engineering and everything was peachy keen after that. I actually didn't really enjoy engineering as much. I loved the friends that I made there, and many of them are still very good friends of mine today. But I found the actual subject matter to not be exactly what I had hoped to learn. And I actually started a minor in psychology when I was in university, which I didn't get to finish because the course load was just so intense that I couldn't. And but I realized psychology and sort of the arts is really where my heart is. But my brain was telling me that I should be in engineering. That's where the jobs are, and that's where, you know, the money is, and that's where I should be, you know, since I got in. And so I think that was sort of my experience in university for 5 years, was just trying to push myself to finish this degree that I started. I don't want to quit. But it wasn't something that I could say that I loved. Now, that being said, I definitely don't regret it at all looking back, because the things that I learned in engineering, the friends that I've made there, is something that I would, you know, treasure forever. And things that I do now with Panda Mandarin, with teaching, a lot of it is sort of the softer side of engineering that I've learned at Waterloo that's helped me do what I'm doing now. So I think that they're all very valuable for me.
You know, that just back to the first couple of minutes of our interview when we were talking about the skills that you developed and use in Panda Mandarin, you said that really one of the key skills was building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's go back to engineering school for a moment and say, you know, because you just talked about the friends that you made, and thinking about the degree and now knowing the world of work as you do after a number of careers, what is it that you got out of engineering school that you're carrying forward?
That's a really difficult question to answer, because I think that there are so many things that I've learned that I'm applying to different areas of what I'm doing today or what I'm working on. So it's hard to pick the exact thing I think that I learned. So I can tell you a few of them that I thought would be very useful. So definitely, I think in engineering, we had to do a lot of group work. And, you know, we've all had great group work or not so great group work. And I think my first group work in engineering was an epic failure. I am not joking. You know, my friends who are listening, you know what I'm talking about, where we were supposed to put tennis balls on top of glass juice bottles and fill it with water and put the balls back. Well, my team broke all the bottles and none of the balls stayed on the bottles. So coming from a very, you know, doing really well in high school and going to university and my first project being really the epic failure of all the projects was really hard to take. And I think that experience taught me a lot, you know, one, group work doesn't always work, but two, you know, failure is okay. And also having friends around to help make me feel better was a really, really nice thing to see too. So I think that camaraderie that being in engineering and being in projects helped me build and foster, I think, was very, very valuable.
That's a great story. You know, learning how to deal with failure and learning from failure is so interesting. The day I spoke to Mike Clausen, he was talking about Engineers Without Borders, and a woman who was a consultant to EWB, I think she may have been an engineer too, Ashley Good was her name, and she created a whole consulting company just helping companies learn from their failures. And I think she learned that in engineering school or wherever she went is, you know, how can we learn from our failures? And that is a truly good skill to learn. I mean, if you were in a job interview and somebody said, tell me about yourself, and you said, well, look, I went to engineering school and I learned how to learn from my failures, I think that's a really winning answer. It's not something that they kind of advertise on the engineering websites.
No, it's not. And actually, when I was at GE, not giving away their interview questions, but one of the questions they asked me was, can you tell me an experience in which you failed and how did you overcome that failure? And at the time when all those glass bottles broke and water spilled, I definitely never thought that I would ever use this experience to my benefit ever. I mean, I was just sort of in utter shock. But I've definitely told this story more than once, and it's been a very helpful, a helpful thing to have had in my life. So I thank all those slackers in my group, not to mention many names.
That's so interesting. So we're getting close to the halfway point in the show. So we're going to have a few call-ins in the second half of the show. I know we have a past guest. It's going to be Kathy Campbell. She was the author who wrote The Decade After High School, and she was also a past guest. We're going to have a few powerful moments. I've got this thing lined up from Lodro Rinsler. I think it's just the right thing to have for today because it's Remembrance Day and we want to do that. So we're going to have all of that coming up in the show. Again, we're looking for as many volunteers to donate $25 or more to CIUT and Career Buzz in this hour. You just have to call 416-946-7800, 416-946-7800. Outside of Toronto, if you're listening live online anywhere in the world, you can call us at 1-888-204-8976, 888-204-8976, and live or online, you can donate online at CIUT.fm and click the Donate Now button, and be sure to fill in Career Buzz as your favorite show. We're also going to be giving out prizes at the end of the drive. There's going to be an opportunity to win some great prizes. At the end of today's show, we have a prize, which is a $200 gift certificate for Mandarin lessons for you and your spouse, your friend, your son or daughter. And all that money that we're trying to raise, at least $60,000 this time around, is going to help us make improvements to our amazing studio space that we've been using for 6 years. We need some broadcast boards. One of them is getting old. We want to purchase all the necessary computers and hard drives to implement a digital music library. Even though there is piles and piles of vinyl here, we want a digital music library. And providing access to our 50,000-strong CD library, again, to our show hosts. We're also building out podcasting facilities. So many people are now going on podcasts. I know we do podcast Career Buzz from careercycles.com, but there will be podcasts available from CIUT.fm that will help set up podcasting and improve the mobile radio setup so CIUT can increase its presence in the community and at events, festivals, and other outings. So I'm just checking, do we have halftime any announcements to go with, or can we continue on with today's show? So I think we're going to continue on with today's show. Okay, we're going to take one break in a moment and be right back at Career Buzz.
The experienced man knows what to expect at Harry Rosen. But what if you're just starting out in the world? Well, you should know we carry the likes of Burberry, Moncler, Canada Goose, New Balance, Seven Jeans, and Giuseppe Zanotti. And that a Harry Rosen clothing advisor really can assist you.
CIUT 89.5 FM is the sound of your city. Support community radio. Donate today by calling 416-946-7800 or toll free at 1-888-204-8976.
Right here, right now, every day. CIUT 89.5, Toronto. Sound of your city.
And And we are back at Career Buzz. I'm Mark Franklin, your host here on Career Buzz on CIUT 89.5 FM. We are on the special Remembrance Day edition of Career Buzz. We've been listening to the amazing bells from the Soldiers Tower here on Remembrance Day today, November the 11th, in the 11th hour. We're remembering those who fought for freedom and sacrificed on Remembrance Day today. I hope you can hear the bells ringing. The Soldiers Tower is so amazing in the background. And we're also here, it's the membership edition of Career Buzz. We have our really fascinating guest, Yolanda Zhang. She's here from Panda Mandarin. And I've just been joined by Nicole Hamilton, co-host of Career Buzz. Glad to be here with you today, Nicole.
Certainly, I'm glad to be here.
So we've been now co-hosting Career Buzz together for a couple of months. You've done, I think, a few shows.
That's right.
Getting up to speed. And you also do another show. What other show do you do here?
I do. I'm fortunate enough to do Evidence Radio, which occurs on Saturday afternoons from 2 until 3 p.m. And the show is specifically focused on dance movement and dance industry news within Canada and abroad.
And that is your gig. You're involved in the dance industry. In case listeners haven't heard one of your shows, Nicole, what should they know about you?
Well, what individuals can know about me is I'm the director of Inica Dance Industries. And I have been, it's a company that I founded approximately 4 or 5 years ago. And I was a guest on Evidence Radio about two or three years ago, and then was eventually invited to be a host. So I've been with CIUT now for about 2 years.
That's great.
Yes.
So you've also been through some of these membership shows, right?
I have.
All right. So you know how it goes, right?
I do.
All right. So why don't you tell listeners why they should donate $25 or more to Career Buzz and CIUT.
Right. Well, you know what? To all the listeners out there, this is such a fantastic, energetic place to be. You know, CIUT is a wonderful addition to not only this community, the city of Toronto. We have individuals here who work, come in, and volunteer their time readily because they are passionate about CIUT. And CIUT does more than just provide the listeners with many different programs that have to do with diversity and different energies and backgrounds and histories. But what I love about CIUT is that it commits to its community. So, you know, $25, hey, let's give $100. Let's give $150. Let's give $1,000 because truly CIUT is it's a wonderful and remarkable structure here in the city of Toronto.
And if people want, after that great little story you just told, if people want to donate, what should they do, Nicole?
Yes, well, if individuals want to donate, because I know that you're getting ready to open your purses and donate right now, but if you'd like to donate, you can contact us via phone, 416-946-7800. You can also call us toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. And individuals can also donate online at ciut.fm.
Great. So we're going to have at least 10, maybe 15 or 20 would be nice before this hour ends up. Plus, you get the opportunity to win the $200 gift certificate at Panda Mandarin. And we've already had one Mandarin lesson so far on today's show. So everybody's working on their Mandarin with Yolanda here.
Can I give a bonus one today?
Bonus lesson, Yolanda.
Bonus
here you go.
Bonus lesson. So, you know, just in spirit of today in remembering, I thought we could maybe learn the words, how to say to remember. So I thought this might be a good one. And maybe Nicole can be the one trying it this
okay,
time.
Okay, I've tried my first lesson, Mark, Nicole. Here you go.
Mark did so well the first time, so I hope I live up to that, but I'm ready.
I will help you. Don't worry. So to remember is 纪念. So let me just walk you through it. So let's say 纪.
T.
And then the next one is 念.
念.
Yeah, perfect. So let's. I think Nicole might have done even better than Mark. There we go. And it's even a harder word. So let's say together then, 纪念.
纪念.
Yeah, very good.
All right.
Very good. So
look
that's to remember.
All right. We have lessons here on Career Buzz in Mandarin. You get more than you bargained for when you sign up on this show here. That's so great.
Even more reasons to donate.
That's right. And here's another thing. Just on Career Buzz, we've had such an array of guests. So I'm going to have Kathy Campbell on in a moment. But just to give you a flavor on some of my shows, and then, Nicole, I know you've had some great guests. And I'm going to play a short piece from one of our guests, Lodro Rinzler. He's the author of The Buddha Walks Into the Office. He's a kind of, spiritual expert, but he applies the spiritual lessons to everyday life, both in work and in personal life. He was great. He lives in New York City. We had him on the show. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had Ian Hartland from the Learning Partnership. They're trying to build bridges between the education world and the business world. They've just launched a great app called Real Talk. Look up Real Talk for high school students to learn about real careers. Leading up to the election, I had two Member of Parliament candidates. So I had first Eleni MacDonald of the Green Party. She herself is a youth candidate. 23-year-old Eleni talked to us about not only her own precarious employment, but what she hoped would happen because of the election for youth opportunities. The following week, I had the Liberal MP candidate Julie DeBrusen on the show. She actually won her seat. She knocked out the incumbent NDP in Toronto, Danforth. She is now an acting member of parliament. I had her on the radio talking about youth opportunities and what the new Liberal government would do. This was a week before the election, what the new Liberal government would do for youth opportunity and jobs in Canada. So we're going to be holding them accountable for their promises. Definitely. As time unfolds. And a whole host of shows. I went to Turkey in the middle of the summer, and I actually took my recorder with me, and we had a Career Buzz Goes to Turkey. It was so interesting. We had, I don't know if I'm going to get her name right, Gökçe Ukar. And she was telling us about how careers unfold in Turkey. It was so interesting. She was about 3 or 4 years out of a degree. And, you know, one of the interesting things she said is everybody in Turkey wants to get some sort of international experience. So the more successful you are, the further you are away from home. Mm-hmm. To get that international experience, then you can come home and people succeed. It's interesting perspective. We don't quite have that perspective here in Canada. And I also met a number of English teachers teaching English in Turkey. Zoe, Sammy, and Mick, one from South Africa, one from the UK, and one from the US. So if you go to careerbuzz.com and click on, if you go to careercycles.com and click on the Career Buzz button, you're going to hear some of those shows. And you can see all of the shows that I've just mentioned and the one with Kathy Campbell. So we're going to speak to Kathy Campbell. Do we have you on the air, Kathy?
One of the things that we emphasize in the Institute for Compassionate Leadership is really just coming home to who you are.
Sorry, that what we had lined up there was actually Lodro Rinzler. So let me just line that up. Lodro, he wrote the book, The Buddha Walks Into the Office. He is a meditation and spiritual expert. And we're just going to play that piece. And just to set it up, I had just asked him a question. And what we were talking about was how to be calm. When everything crazy is happening in your life, the breezes of change come. What can we do? How can we be confident in our own innate wisdom to guide us? How can we be as steady and confident as a mountain? And here's what Lodro said. When it comes to compassionate leadership.
One of the things that we emphasize in the Institute for Compassionate Leadership is really just coming home to who you are, your true self. So from the Buddhist perspective, we often refer to this as Buddha nature, or you know, more generally, we can just consider it our innate wisdom. So coming back to our innate wisdom over and over again, and if we can develop real confidence in that, that maybe at the core of who we are, we're not basically messed up, maybe we're basically good, maybe we're basically smart, maybe we're basically kind. If we could have real confidence in that, then we have some sense of weightiness. I think if you've ever sat down with someone who really understands and is connected to their own wisdom, there is that sense of weightiness like a mountain. And so imagine the breeze of change or the breeze of uncertainty or fear hitting a mountain. It sort of deflects off the mountain and goes off elsewhere. Whereas most of us, we're not very trained in being confident in our innate wisdom. We're confident in our innate neurosis or our supposed neurosis. So we're more like a leaf in the wind. We just get carried wherever the winds of change take us. Whenever something scary comes up, we freak out and we just get taken off on that wind. So a lot of what we do at the Institute for Compassionate Leadership is through the meditation practice, allowing people to become more familiar with who they are and thus their own wisdom, so that when big things come up, big obstacles and challenges at work, they're not as easily shaken. They're more able to just be with it and face it head on.
That was Lodro Rinzler. It was a powerful moment from that interview that I had with him a couple of months ago on Career Buzz. He was speaking to us from New York, and he was talking about being as centered and as powerful as a mountain, and letting the winds of change deflect off of you instead of being a leaf in the wind. And you know, I loved his metaphors, and it was so interesting and really inspiring to have him on the radio show. So again, we're on the special Remembrance Day edition of Career Buzz. I'm joined here today by co-host Nicole Hamilton and also guest Yolanda Zhang. And we're asking for your support for this great radio station and the show. Please give us a call. The phone number is 416-946-7800, 416-946-7800, or 1-888-204-8976, or online at ciut.fm. We've had a number of guests be interested in sharing their story of what it was like to be on Career Buzz, and right now I'm joined by Kathy Campbell. Kathy, are you there?
I am.
Hey, welcome. Kathy joins us from, you're in Halifax, are you not?
I am.
So, Kathy, thanks so much for joining us today and also for the show that we had a few weeks ago. So let me ask you, what did you like about being a guest on the show?
Well, I was thinking about it, Mark. It's always fun to share ideas and get the kind of provocative questions that you ask on Career Buzz. So, yeah, always fun to share ideas.
And you not only shared your career story, but you shared a lot of insights from the book you wrote, The Decade After High School. And that is really a great book. I'll let you let listeners find out where they can download it for free even. But, you know, you are sharing both your story and your career ideas. Now, why is career management, career development, why all of that stuff important? Why should we bother talking about it on the airwaves?
Well, and maybe what I'll do is maybe share, I think there's one specific idea that I have that I think is really important to get out there. And I've been thinking about and writing about for about the last 10 years, this whole notion of what I call the career myth. And the career myth is this idea that what a young person is supposed to do is they're supposed to go to high school, then they're supposed to go to college or university, get a good job, and then they're going, then they retire. And it's amazing how prevalent that idea still is. And I've been doing workshops with young people, with career professionals for the last few years and asking them about this. And it still seems to be the yardstick with which young people, perhaps all of us, kind of compare ourselves to. So if our career journeys don't look like that, then somehow we've really screwed up. And yet what we know is that that's absolutely an anomaly. That is not the way it happens for most young people. So I'm feeling very, very passionate about getting that out there because it just causes so much problems for young people, for all of us, the anxiety that it creates when our expectations about what's supposed to be happening and what actually happens are when such a distance between those two things.
Right on, Kathy. Thanks for sharing that. You know, we have two early career people who are text today, Adriana and Yang Min, and just as you were talking, they were both nodding their head up and down, saying like, yeah, I agree with what she's saying. So, Kathy, if people want to find out more about the book, The Decade After High School, it's got so many interesting career crafting techniques. How do they find that?
So the book is called Career Crafting the Decade After High School, and they can actually just download that off the CIRIC website. I think actually if you just put into Google Career Crafting the Decade After High School, you'll find you can just download a PDF off the internet.
Totally worthwhile. Kathy Campbell, thanks so much for joining us here a second time on Career Buzz. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
So that was Kathy Campbell, past guest of Career Buzz. We're here on this special Remembrance Day and Fall Membership Edition of Career Buzz. I'm joined by co-host Nicole Hamilton. And Nicole, I know you've had some great shows, and I think you have somebody who's going to speak to us on the phone also. So set that up for us.
I will. As you mentioned, have been on the show now for a couple of months, and it's been such a thrill to come on and spend time interacting with so many different individuals from different backgrounds and histories. And we've had David Cox, who's a phenomenal tap dancer. Wonderful. He actually had an opportunity, as you heard, to tap live here in the studio. And you know, what really stood out for me with David Cox is that he spoke a lot about making mistakes and that it's okay, you know, to make mistakes throughout our career, because that's bound to happen. And what we do as we come out of that is what's key. And as a result, he has been a very successful dancer within the city of Toronto and abroad. And Donna Sobers is also another guest that we've had on the show. And Donna focuses on a lot of marketing strategies. She has been quite a phenomenal guest as well, because she has taken the time really to share with regards to her background, her history, and what it's like to be a mom in business as well. So both of those individuals, I would say, are just really stood out as guests on the show.
They were awesome, Nicole. And that, when David Cox performed, like, it was a tap dance concert I was listening to on the radio show. So,
yeah.
You know, I could hear it, but what did it look like? What was he actually doing when all of that was going on? Did he bring, like, a whole platform? How did that work?
Well, you know what? Because the area, the flooring, you know, in our studio, we certainly don't want to. It's a beautiful flooring here at CIUT, so we don't want to mess it up. So David was kind enough to bring in his own flooring. He laid it out. It's almost like in a suitcase, laid it out quickly on the floor, put on his tap shoes, and it felt like we were, as you said, at a live concert. So we were all here just sitting back and enjoying his technique and his skill.
If that isn't a good reason to donate to Career Buzz, I don't know what is.
Exactly.
Where else do you get a tap dance concert on the radio? So we're here on the membership edition and Remembrance Day edition of Career Buzz. Please give us a call with your $25 or more donation. Please give us a call. It's 416-946-7800, 416-946-7800. Toll free if you're outside of the Toronto area, 888-204-8976, 888-204-8976, online, CIUT.FM. So, Yolanda, we're here. We're talking about the career story that you've had. You know, mm-hmm. we actually got up to and including the engineering career. You know, you talked about engineering school. I know you worked for GE for a while. Can you just take us to the turning point after, when you realized, you know what, this isn't quite right, and I think I need to make a change?
Sure. I mean, GE is a great company. I am definitely not saying that it wasn't a great career opportunity. I was recruited to be part of their commercial leadership program, and they pick one undergrad per year to do that in Canadian university. So I felt really fortunate to have been chosen that year to be part of the program. And I think the turning point for me was when I realized that my main job was to make money. That's it. My main job was to make money for a great company that already has a lot of money and don't really need my help. And making money for myself is great, but I didn't feel like that was my sole purpose in life. I've always loved teaching. Actually, the reason I met my wonderful husband is because we taught English together in China. And so I knew that I would always want it to teach. And one of the one of the books I read when I was deciding that was called Quarter Life Crisis. And
that's, I know that book, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it a great book? And I thought that's exactly what I was going through. I was going through a quarter life crisis. Here I am with this amazing job that anybody would want coming out of undergrad and not feeling happy about it. Like, what is wrong with me? And so the turning point for me in deciding the change was actually on a plane sitting beside a Catholic priest. And that sounds kind of funny, but it actually was a five-hour flight, so we had a lot of time to talk. And it turned out that he was an engineer that decided to become a priest. And he found his calling and, of course, you know, not making a lot of money and the career change. And he just told me about all the parishioners that he would speak to in their 40s and 50s and really regretting living a life that they didn't really want. And he was very encouraging for me. I'm not a religious person. I think I'm a spiritual person. But talking to him just kind of made me realize, wow, if this is not a sign from somewhere, you know, I don't know what is. And I think what really cinched it for me was I received the offer letter from U of T, and I thought, you know, if I didn't get the U of T offer letter, I wouldn't even consider going out of town. But I got the U of T offer letter, and I was still undecided. So I was supposed to make my decision and to send in my, you know, resignation letter to GE, and we had an info session. So I went to the info session, and it was a very big hall. Probably at least 200-300 people were there. And there was one open seat, and I sat beside this person. And, you know, we got chatting, and it turns out, I am not lying, her name was also Yolanda. Yolanda is not a common name, in the, you know, to begin with. But I sat beside the only person in the room that was named Yolanda. She's also a female engineer, and she's also trying to decide whether or not to quit her job to becoming a teacher. And then both of us just said, if this is not the sign that we were looking for to just do it, nothing else will happen that will be cooler than this. So surely both of us quit our jobs and we both became teachers. And she's very happy in her career. I'm very happy in mine. So never looked back.
What a story. You know, I call it clues. You know, people notice clues. You've used the word sign, and I know sign almost has a spiritual overtone, and people sometimes use that word, and sometimes they use clues. And I think it's useful to think about watching for clues as we go around, because if you have that mindset, you know, my job is to find clues that are going to help me make these choices moving forward. And then when the clue comes, it's much easier to take the inspired action, because you still then had to say goodbye to your engineering career. You had to figure out how to apply to the education program, get in there. I mean, that wasn't an easy task. There was a lot of inspired actions that needed to follow from that decision point.
Right.
But if there's enough, I don't know what it is, enough magic in the moment, which it sounds like it was, sitting next to another Yolanda and, you know, all of this stuff, that it's just really interesting. And I got to get that engineer turned priest on the radio show.
Yeah. And he actually is the priest for one of my friends. I found that out later.
So
another crazy connections and clues. Yeah, for sure.
So interesting. Thanks for sharing that part. I know there's one more chapter of your story that we're going to get before we wrap up on today's show. We have 8 minutes left. And in those 8 minutes, what should happen is people should really pick up the phone and give us a call. For $25, you become, you get a tax receipt. You can donate to this great station. We're all volunteers. Nicole, you and I have been doing this for a long time.
Yes.
You know, when you look around and you see all these volunteers, what do you think when you see this here at the station?
I get excited, you know, and I think that, you know, it's no pun intended that this show is called Career Buzz, because there is a buzz here. And, you know, some of the volunteers are university students. Some of them are mature individuals. Some of them are individuals who are fresh out the gate, young individuals who really want to get involved with the studio. So I get very excited because I know that every single person here is desiring to contribute to what CIUT is. And, you know, one of the things that we should, you know, I really want listeners to be mindful of is that when you are donating, you're donating to your city. You're donating to the programming. All of the monetary donations that are coming in are going towards not only the programming, but also for the volunteer initiatives that CIUT puts together. So, yeah, definitely. In answer to your question, I get very excited about what's happening here.
That's an awesome point. You know, I mean, we hear so much about the difficulties in the school-to-work transition, and the answer, at least part of the answer, is having real live opportunities to do something, to experience the world, to find out if you like it or don't like it.
Right.
And, you know, so what we've got is a real opportunity for youth to give it a try, see what it's like, what would that be like, get experience, see what the workplace is like. So if you want to support the school-to-work transition and youth employment, and youth unemployment is actually double the national average, and we should fix that, then you should support CIUT and Career Buzz.
Definitely.
So how do they do that? What should they do, Nicole?
Yes, individuals should donate right now by calling in at 416-946-7800. You can also call in toll-free to 1-888-204-8976, or you can donate online at ciut.fm.
Great prizes to win also, and if you donate for this show, Career Buzz, you are going to maybe win in a small pool of donors to win the $200 gift certificate to Panda Mandarin that that Yolanda has generously provided. So let's just get that last chapter of your story, Yolanda. I know there was this interesting part after you taught, and I think you taught for a number of years in the Toronto District School Board. There was again some sort of, you know, moment that there was a turning point there that led to what you're doing now. What happened?
So the turning point for me was really led by several factors. The biggest factor, of course, was sort of probably the biggest career change of my life, becoming a mom, and to my, you know, beautiful little girl, Caitlin. And she was listening, actually. She was so excited. She's like, "Mommy, how are you going to get out of the radio box?" She's only 3 and a half, so. So, and her, that was my inspiration. I wanted her to learn Mandarin. I wanted her to have our heritage language. Her father's Chinese, but he doesn't speak Mandarin, so there's a lot of English spoken at home, and I knew that me alone is not going to keep that with her. And friends and community, that support is very important. We live in a neighborhood where there aren't a lot of Chinese cultural elements, and so I wanted this to be part of her life and part of her community. And it was very, very important to me, and it's becoming a very important thing in other people's priorities as well, parents of non-Asian heritage. And so that's one really big one. Another one is really, it's a health-related factor as well for me, that I couldn't, I had very severe postpartum depression, and it was something that was always really difficult to share, but it's something that prevented me from really being able to go back to the school board on a full-time basis. So I wanted to still continue to teach because I love teaching. And I wanted to be able to teach in a way that I was very passionate about, which was something that can directly impact not only my own daughter, but children in my community, her friends, my friends' friends, my friends' children. So I thought that was very important to me as well. And so I think these factors combined, my love of my daughter, my love of my culture and heritage language, and really my love of teaching, all together kind of culminated into Panda Mandarin. And this is really why I feel like this is, it could be my life's work. So
I love that term, life's work, you know, and I think about that term a lot. You know, because what is a career? You know, many people think about it as a job. Some people think about it as a kind of bunch of stepping stones, you know, to advance in your career. And then at a certain part of the spectrum there, I think it becomes one's life's work. And that's an interesting term that isn't so easy for people to find. I mean, how many years has it been since, let's say, the day you started engineering school until the day you started Panda Mandarin? How long was that?
Are you trying to date me now, Mark? Like, are you trying to broadcast my age on the radio?
Just trying to give listeners an idea that it's a journey, and you're not going to nail it but the day you leave college or university.
13 years.
13 years.
Yeah.
All right. There's a good number. I think that that's a problem. I haven't done a survey on it, but I bet you if we asked a question, how long did it take you to find your life's work? You know, it'd be very interesting to hear. And I think it would kind of like what Kathy Campbell was saying, you know, this myth that we're supposed to have it all figured out and I should know what my life's work is, you know, the day I finish high school. And it sets the bar a lot lower. It gives us an opportunity to explore and experiment to find out what we like and don't like. Which seems like it's a good thing to do.
It definitely is.
So with that, with a moment left, here's your last chance. Please give us a call. The numbers are 416-946-7800 or 888-204-8976. That's 416-946-7800. $25 or more gets you in the draw for a $200 gift certificate to Panda Mandarin. Final words, Nicole, on today's show?
Yes. Listeners, you know, just remember again that you are donating towards your city. All of your monetary donations are going towards the day-to-day functioning of CIUT, and also the volunteer programming that we mentioned, and as well as the many, many other attributes that you see that come out of CIUT. So we thank you in advance for giving towards this wonderful station and for tuning in to Career Buzz every week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, everybody, to our guest, Yolanda. Yolanda, if people want to find out about Panda Mandarin, the website?
So it's www.pandamandarin.ca. So panda like the animal and Mandarin like